Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft announced a lot of new hardware at its Surface event. Starting out, the Surface Pro 8 offers a redesigned body with thinner bezels, a larger 13-inch 120Hz touchscreen, and two Thunderbolt 4 ports starting at $1,099.99 with an 11th-gen Intel Core i5 CPU. The new Surface Laptop Studio, meanwhile, offers a hinge behind the middle of its 14.4-inch 120Hz screen, able to either lay flat or at an angle. It can be equipped with up to an NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti GPU. Starting configurations come with an Intel Core i5 and Z graphics for $1,599. These devices are available for pre-order now, shipping October 5th. Microsoft also officially announced the Surface Duo 2, which offers 5G, a Snapdragon 888 SoC, NFC, and three rear cameras with optical image stabilization on the wide and tele lenses. Displays have been upgraded to two 5.8-inch 90Hz OLEDs with a side curve that can display notifications on the edge of the device when closed. It ships October 21st for $1,499. Microsoft also announced the $129 Surface Slim Pen 2, supported on all the hardware announced at the event, with haptic functionality to make writing feel more realistic. There's also the Surface Adaptive Kit, which includes keycap labels, bump labels, port indicators, and device openers to help users with disabilities. And the $24.99 Ocean Plastic Mouse is a Bluetooth mouse with a shell made of 20% recycled ocean plastic. The analysts at Alex Partners estimate that global automakers will build 7.7 million fewer vehicles in 2021 due to the ongoing chip shortage. It's estimated automakers will take a $210 billion hit to revenue as a result. Discord began testing a YouTube integration called Watch Together with a small number of servers, letting users create a playlist of YouTube videos by searching or pasting in YouTube links. Discord tested a similar feature about 10 months ago, and The Verge's sources say Discord reprioritized the feature following the shutdown of two popular music bots. YouTube is testing the ability for premium subscribers to download videos for offline playback on a desktop Chromium browser. Users can test the feature in the YouTube Labs section, with the feature only available to try through October 19th. German iPhone users can now carry a secure digital representation of an identity card and a driver's license on their device. These IDs don't integrate with Apple's Wallet app, but require the ID Wallet app, which is now officially supported by the Federal Motor Transport Authority and the Federal Printing Office. The European Commission formally submitted a proposal to create a universal charging solution for phones and small electronic devices. Earbuds, smartwatches, and fitness trackers would not have to use the charging standard due to size considerations. This proposal will now be debated by the European Parliament and national governments, which may suggest amendments. An investigation by the Washington Post and the privacy software maker Lockdown found three popular iOS games sent phone data like internet address, phone storage, and volume level to outside ad companies, opening the door to fingerprinting specific devices to create unique identifiers even when Do Not Track was enabled. Overall, the investigation found Do Not Track didn't decrease the total number of third-party trackers the apps reached out to, and the number of times apps sent data back to those trackers decreased 13%. When contacted, Apple said it was investigating with developers how they were using the data. The Brave browser released a non-tracking video conferencing add-on called Brave Talk after testing it in beta since May 2020. Basic one-to-one calls are free and unlimited, with a $7 per month premium subscription for features like group calls and recording. Initiating the call requires the Brave browser, but calls can be accepted by URL from any modern browser. Nokia announced the G50, a 5G mid-range Android phone that supports sub-6 GHz US bands with a 6.82-inch HD Plus display, Snapdragon 480 SoC, and 5,000 mAh battery. It costs $299.99, available for pre-order and shipping September 30th. Twitter said it will roll out a series of updates over the next few months to resolve the issue of tweets that disappear from view as a user is reading them on a mobile app. This can occur when the timeline refreshes, most often when many users are replying to a single tweet. And finally, the company Piaggio Fast Forward released the Gita robot in 2019, designed to be an automated cargo hauler for pedestrians. The company will soon offer the Gita Mini, which includes 990 cubic square inches of cargo space at up to 20 pounds, about half of that of the original Gita, with a maximum range of 21 miles on a charge. Rather than using something like GPS or a phone link to follow a leader, the Gita Mini uses machine vision to recognize and follow its owner with the push of a button. It goes on sale October 15th for $1,850. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.